Director, Head of Media Relations, Emporia State University, as today is day one of the NCAA Division II National Outdoor Track and Field Championships right here in Emporia. Don, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing super fantastic. I'm just ready to go. We finally got to this day we've been building for about 4 years.
It is here, and excited once again to bring the D2 Outdoor National Track and Field Championships to Emporia Welch Stadium. Renovations, Don, they look good.
It looks fantastic right now. Heard a lot of compliments about the facility from the people that have come in. It looks great with all the signage, the brightness of the golden oval of the track, of Witten Track. Just a special, special looking place right now.
And, boy, here within the next few hours, it is going to be full.
We will start to get filled up. I mean, one of the interesting things about a track meet, of course, is things are happening all day long. So we'll get started at 10:30 this morning with multi-events, the men's decathlon. Women's heptathlon starts at about 11, and then we'll start mixing some things in throughout the day, some final events and the field events out in the throws area. But if you really want to come in and get things started, kind of the first kind of marquee feature event, I think, would be the women's pole vault at 3 o'clock. That is going to feature both the defending national champion from Pittsburgh State. Her name is Kayla Davis. She won it last year, but then the headliner of this is a young lady named Bryn King from Roberts Wesleyan University. She has cleared 15 feet, 4 inches in the pole vault. She's ranked 13th in the world right now, so that'll be an exciting one to do. That starts at 3 o'clock. Those people, the top ones, will probably get in late, some of those later heights, so that should be going on to about 4:30. We'll do an opening ceremony about 4:45 to get everything opened up with the national anthem, and then things will really get underway, probably around 5:30, 6 o'clock. At 5:25, we're going to have the first of two races by another world-ranked person named Gracie Hyde from Adams State. She'll run the 1,500 meters at 5:25. She's ranked 104th in the world in the 1,500, but her feature event is the steeplechase, and she'll run that at 7:10. She's ranked 27th in the world in that. She's run 3,000 meters over barricade, so it's a little under 2 miles, in 9 minutes and 28 seconds.
Yikes.
I mean, I can't.
Holy cow.
It takes me 40 minutes to walk that far, so, you know.
You're not weaving around the barricades either.
And I'm not jumping. Yeah, I'm not jumping barricades and splashing in water every other lap. So that's an exciting one. Emporia State athletes will get going. Our first person on the track will be Ty Anderson in the 100 meters. He runs at 6:10 today. The MIAA champion in that event. He'll be our first guy to go off the road. Following the men's 100 meters, the women's 100 meters, and there's a young lady named Alexis Brown who is from Lenoir Rhine. She's run 11.04 seconds in the 100 meters. That's ranked 20th in the world right now, so another spectacular event. We'll wrap things up for the Emporia State side about 7:40. Jake Johnson will run in the 400-meter hurdles, and right after that we'll have Abigail Reed run in the women's 400-meter hurdles at about 7:55. And then, of course, later tonight, probably around 9:30 when we get done with the 10,000-meter runs, around 9:30 we should have a fireworks display there like we do on 4th of July. So it should be a spectacular effect. And just love to have everybody come out. Tickets are $30 for an all-session pass, meaning all 3 days, or you get $15 a day for adults. Youth and senior citizens can get in for half that price for $20 for the tournament, and then just $10 a day. So,
and this is day one, just day one today.
So. Yeah, that's just day one. That's the only one we're talking about now. There's still two more days to go after that. A lot of preliminary running too today on the track, and it'll gear it up towards Saturday. So we just need to keep that weather off like it is. I think everything looks good for us. We'll have a little bit of overnight rain maybe to wash everything off, and we'll get ready to go again tomorrow.
So what about, So what about 700 athletes or so, Don, something like that?
754 athletes, over 300 coaches, probably expecting, 1,500, 2,000 spectators coming in. Just should be spectacular. That's from out of town, not county. Hopefully people will get into the stadium. Stadium is wide open now. Parking is wide open. There are, of course, you'll have to stay away from the gold spots or the handicap spots. There'll be a few spots for officials, media that'll be reserved around the stadium, but mostly open parking on campus. Just should be a great day for it all.
The other question I had was going to be the kind of the traffic flow. You mentioned here kind of the parking side of things, but what about the traffic flow on campus right now? What's going to be kind of shut off and how things do adjust from there?
Good point on that. Forgot to mention that. Highland, the only real traffic change we'll have is that Highland Street will be blocked, and it will be blocked basically from, I believe it's the tunnel that goes underneath the interstate. It'll be blocked from there all the way around up to the parking lot that comes in just north of Wilson Park, and that is to allow room for the throws, the long throws that we have. The hammer will be going today in those rings that you can see right from the interstate. We want to make sure there's plenty of room there for people to not have to be, you know, dodging traffic as they watch from the side and be able to stay away from the hammer. So,
all right. Appreciate it, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Appreciate it. Hope to see everybody out there.
All right. Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU National Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Day one of three is today. So welcome all to Emporia and good luck to all. It is 6:53.
Is anybody else out there really forgetful? I swear, it's so hard for me to remember things. Sometimes I'll walk into a room, forget what I was doing,